वाञ्छा कल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। We are together, gathered together here at Sri Radha Golokonan Temple, ISKCON, Phoenix, to celebrate the Vyas Puja, that is the holy appearance day of one of the most dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. And as a Vaishnava tradition, just we sing is sung from 7th Goswami Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this song just we sing, Oi Vaishnava Thakur. Thakur means worshipable. Vaishnavas are worshipable. Generally, Thakur word is used for Supreme Lord. Thakur Banke Bihari, Thakur Radha Madan Mohan. So Thakur means worshipable deity. So in this world, Vaishnava is worshipable. Anybody who has taken the shelter of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas are those who have surrendered their life to propagate the message of Krishna consciousness. They are called Vaishnavas. So Vaishnava, they are called Thakur because they are worshipable. Srila Prabhupada writes, as Lord Krishna is worshipable, same way His devotee is also represented, is also worshipable. And every day we sing in the morning, Shakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastre. What is the meaning of Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Shastra? All the scriptures declare that the spiritual master is Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Sakshat Hari Tvena. He is Sakshat Hari. Sakshat Hari. He is the personification of mercy of the Hari. So he should be worshipped at par with Supreme Lord. But next line says, Kintu means is not God. Kintu, when the word comes, but it means first statement is alright, but the next statement is more important. Why you should be worshipped? Shaksha Dharitva and Samasa. Kintu Prabhu Reva Tasya. Kintu means because, but is not God. But he should be worshipped because he is very dear to Supreme Lord. He should be worshipped therefore he is called Vaishnava Thakur. So why should we worship Vaishnava Thakur? Dayaro Sagar. Daya means mercy. Sagar means ocean. He is ocean of mercy. Vaishnava, the definition of Vaishnava is one who is having a mercy within the heart, a compassion. It's a deep feeling for the suffering humanity, how to deliver them. They are ready to take all risks. Maharaj Janak, you know Maharaj Janak, father of Mother Sita, great devotee of Lord Ramchandra, when he was departed going to the Vaikunth in a Viman, when he was, the Viman was passing the hellish planets, the bridge which was touching his body, that bridge when reaches the hellish planet, the people suffering in the hell, they felt happy. They were feeling happy simply because the great Vaishnava was passing by. And they petitioned, Maharaj, you stay for something, sometime here, we are suffering, otherwise now we are getting happy. And Maharaj Janaka stayed there. And Yamaraj said, why you are still here at the gate of hell? Go back to Vaikuntha. He said, they all are suffering here. By my being here, they are getting happy. So this hell is good, as good as Vaikuntha for me. I want to see them happy. But Yamaraj said, Maharaj, you have to go. You cannot be here. He said, how they can be relieved? He said, they can only be relieved if you give the merit of your chanting name of the Ram, which you did on one morning with feeling of the heart. If you give the merit of that chanting of holy name, they will be relieved from the hell. And Maharaj Janak said, yes, I am giving the merit of my chanting holy name of Ram, and all were relieved from hellish planets. This is the story from Padma Purana. Prabhupada went all the way from Vrindavan, which is beyond Vaikuntha. It is not Vaikuntha, it is beyond Vaikuntha. He went to the hellish place, New York. And he delivered all those suffering there, in all nonsense of this material world. He went there all the way. Why? Out of compassion, out of mercy. So they are Dayara Sagar. His divine grace, without his divine grace. His means supreme light. Divine grace means Dayara Sagar. So Vaishnava Thakur, Dayara Sagar. But you have to fold your hand in front of the Vaishnava Thakur and say, "A Das Daya Karo. Please be merciful on me." You have to say this. He is ready to give mercy, like rain is falling, but you have to go out of the your room and get the water on your head. If you sit in your room, it won't come there. Mercy of the Supreme Lord and Vaishnava is always falling, but somebody has to go out and catch it. You know, we have to do that much endeavor. So, ye das daya karo, karuna karo. Daya Sagar Karuna Karo. See, both words have same meaning. Daya and Karuna has some meaning, but there is a little difference. Daya is for everybody. Even you know or don't know, you can do Daya. But Karuna is only for the one who you have accepted as your own. So Daya is a general and Karuna is specific. Like Karuna Mai Radhe. Say something very specific. Karuna, e das Karuna Karo. Das means I am your servant. It means I have relation with you. Therefore I have right petitioning you to be merciful. Say, what do you want? Say, Vaishnava says, what you want? What should I give you? You want me to give Karuna? What do you want? What is saying? Diya Pada Chaya. Give me shelter at your lotus feet. Diya Pada Chaya. Chaya means shelter. Give me shelter at your lotus feet. I want your mercy. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet. What? Say, Vishnu ask, what my lotus feet will do for you? Shuddha Kari. It will purify me. It will purify me. If you give me shelter at your lotus feet, Shuddha Kari. Shuddha means purification. It will purify me. It will Shuddha. He Amai. I will be purified. So, what you want to do? I want to hold on your lotus feet. What is the meaning of I want to hold on your lotus feet? I would like to render service at your lotus feet. It means I am surrender at your feet. It means I will follow what you say. So what do you want to be purified of? What is wrong with you? Then he is saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Chaye Bega Domi. He is simply repeating Rupa Goswami's teaching. He is repeating Rupa Goswami's teaching. Chaye Bega Domo. Che means six. Veg means uncontrollable forces. Damo means control. I am not pure. What is wrong with me? I have six problems. They must be controlled. What are these six problems? The six urges are those of speech, mind, anger, tongue, belly and genital. This is Sikshamrita. Rupa Goswami is tongue wants to talk and taste. Very difficult to control tongue. Tongue, mind, we don't know where our mind goes. Anger, very difficult to control. Belly, hungry, three times a day. That is at least for a standard human being, but now people are eating all the time, at all places, and any nonsense. Yesterday I was saying, usually standard method in Vedic civilization, you sit down peacefully and then honor prasad. Honor the food which is given to you. Because this food is a mercy of the Supreme Lord. You are maintained by that. But people are eating like animals in the street, walking, talking and eating. That is actually an offense towards the Anna Brahma. Anna Brahma means Anna is a mercy. Anna means grants of the mercy of the Supreme Life. It is a disregard and disrespect to the prasad when somebody is eating, when he is standing. Only standing one body is allowed to take charanamrita, nothing else. When you are standing, you can only have charanamrita. Everything has to be taken when we are sitting. Everybody is having burger, eating, walking, and not only walking, hearing something and dancing. Yeah, where is this? Who eats when he is standing and walking? Animals. So these are animalistic propensities. They need to be controlled, belly, and then genitals. Very difficult to control in this world. So he is asking, why I am going to Vaishnava, what mercy I need? I want to control these problems. And then, Cheya Dosha Sodhi. And I have six faults. I want to be cleared of these. Sodhi means they should be cleared. And what are these six faults? Coveting or collecting more monetary funds than required. It means anybody who is accumulating something which is beyond his necessity or needs is at fault of being a greedy. The whole world is greedy. That's collecting more than necessary. The other part is overeating. Over endeavoring for material objects. Over endeavoring. What is over-endeavoring actually means? What one person needs every day? He needs some, say, 100 grams of rice, little dal, little sabzi, maybe little bread, two chapatis, that's all. But how much is working for whole day? For what? He can be fed in 50 rupees a day. Is it okay? 100 rupees a day one person can be maintained. But he's working to get 1000 rupees for what? Sense gratification. Because he wants to enjoy. Why he wants to have something in the house? He may not need it because next person has that, so I want to have this. why this person have this, I would like to have the same thing. This is what he's saying. It is enemy of the other people. We don't need it. But we simply want to have it to show other people that we have equal to you or more than you. That is a problem of modern civilization. We are not content or satisfied with what is needed, but we want to covet, over endeavor, unnecessary talking about the mundane affairs. Every day, first thing what people do in Mauritius, early in the morning when they get up, what they do? Pull newspaper and open it. And what is in the newspaper? All crimes which have been committed last night all over the world. Is only troubles there in the newspaper? Is it right or wrong? Is there anything good advice in the newspaper for anybody? Some person is murdered, some person is looted, some rape happened here, some accident happened here. This is what in the morning we want to have first thing. Why people are reading newspaper? Because at night when they are sleeping, they are thinking, we should be really honest, humble, pure. This human life is very rare opportunity. But in the morning when they get up, when they see newspaper, they say, well, what is doing like this? Why should I not do like this? So every day newspaper make him be like same as he was previously. He can never reform as long as he reads all these newspaper. No chance. No good advice in the newspaper at all. Only just crime, crime, crime. What we should read in the morning? Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita. You read something in the morning. First newspaper, what is the news? What is the news in the newspaper? Nothing. So, mundane talks, useless, nonsense, nothing. And people waste hours and hours for talking for nothing. Unnecessary talking about mundane things, being too attached or too neglectful of spiritual rules and regulations, niyamaka, associating with worldly minded people and lusting after mundane achievements. These are the six dosha or chhe dosha. Shiksha, false. So okay, I'm giving you mercy. I will control all your urges. I will clear all your faults. Is it okay? No. This is the negative part is over. I need something positive. This is say the same thing. Negative is okay, but positive, we need something positive. What is positive? Chhe guna. Give me six good qualities. Give me six good qualities. Chhe shata sangha. Deho me amara. Boso che sangera ase. I am sitting at your lotus feet. Only not negative things should be taken away, but give something positive. What is positive thing? Six good qualities, enthusiasm. Number two, utsaha, patience, dhairya, confidence, determination to perform activities favorable to devotional service, resolution to abandon association of non-devotees, and discipline required to always follow in the footsteps of predecessor acharyas. This is the six good qualities. This whole Siksha Amrit in one line of the song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Negative first go out and positive has to be added. Four regulative principle, negative thing control. Chanting Hare Krishna, positive thing. So as a doctor, it's not only you diagnose the disease. You have this disease, but you should give the prescription also. Otherwise, what type of doctor you are? So, Vaishnava Thakur is a doctor, he diagnosed your disease. You have six problems, so you have six faults. You have six urges. Please control these. And then he gives prescription. This is the medicine. Please follow this. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, I cannot do alone. Ekaki amar nahi paaye bal hari naam sankirtan. All these good qualities will only come when we chant holy name, but I cannot do it alone. I cannot do it alone. I don't have that power. I need your association. Ultimately, hari naam sankirtan means Sankirtan means together, devotees together. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sangha chalo Hari bolo. Sangha chalo means walk together. Hari bolo means then you chant Hare Krishna. So united effort, Vaishnava Thakur means one who unites. And Prabhupada united the whole world. He united the whole world from... Prabhupada was once asked, how you are impartial? How you are equal to all? Usually sadhus have this complaint that they only take care of the people who are rich giving some donation, not the people who are simply coming and doing, you know, some sweeping business. This is the one complaint against the sadhu generally. So usually people have this question, how you are equal to all? And Prabhupada after while he said, I am equal to all by distributing Krishna consciousness indiscriminately to all over the world, not only the people who say claim that Gita belongs to Hindus. And Prabhupada proved this indiscriminate distribution of Krishna consciousness all over the world, and we are just celebrating the Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who came from American Afro-American background usually, and Prabhupada accepted him as his dear disciple. And last time when Maharaj met Prabhupada in England, when Prabhupada was too sick and he only went up till England, at that time young brahmacharis who were doing book distribution had the mercy to get darshan of Prabhupada. And at that time Maharaj was named Ghanshyam Das. His first initiating name by Prabhupada was Ghanshyam Das. And at that time he was distributing books in Eastern Europe. And he was only sleeping in one train in the night and the next train in the morning. He was chanting his japa in public bathrooms. Because in Russia it is not possible to chant japa out in public. It was communist country, chanting japa in public bathroom and traveling in the trains, distributing Prabhupada's books in Eastern Europe and Russia. Who was chanting japa in public bath, near public bathroom, our old acharyas, previous acharyas, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He used to chant his japa next to the bathroom because nobody should disturb him. This is one aspect. The other aspect is where there is no place to chant japa, or where there is a restriction for chanting japa, so Maharaj chose that place. And because of his score of book distribution at that time, Prabhupada embraced him and said, Krishna will recognize you soon. And Krishna is happy by your this service. This is what, here what we are saying. Alone I cannot do anything. The Prabhupada said, I cannot spread this Krishna alone. And my Guru Maharaj has sent you all here to help me. He recognized them. Once Prabhupada wrote a letter to his disciples, how he wrote, you see. He says, somehow I am privileged child of my father. He was always fulfilling my desire. Whatever I wanted, he gave me. So I have this tendency now. You are my disciples. I am also asking you to do more for me as I was asking from my father. So you are just like all my father. Please fulfill my desire to open 108 temple and distribute my books. The way he said to those, he won their heart and they were ready to sacrifice their life for Prabhupada. So Maharaj was one of the traveling Sankirtan book distributor. First time he started his book distribution with Satsarup Das Maharaj. First time Satsarup Maharaj as a sannyasi started his book distribution party. And Bhakti Tirath Swami Maharaj, at that time Ghanshyam Das was in his team as a book distributor. And then Hridayanand Swami took over that book distribution party. And then he trained Maharaj to go and do the book distribution in college and libraries. And college and libraries, so then the library party was formed. Library party was formed. And then he was successfully distributing books in the college and libraries. And that pleased Prabhupada the most when this library party was preaching. So this is 73 Maharaj was initiated. Before that he was doing book distribution. And then afterwards he moved to the England with Kalakant. But in England, British were not ready to get books. So somehow they were not happy. So at that time he decided to go to Eastern Europe, communist country, and started doing book distribution there. So this is what The Vaishnavas are merciful and they wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. So alone I cannot do Harinam. Moi tumi kurpa kuri shardha bindu do. Give me faith. But the Vaishnava will give us faith. Faith in Krishna. Until unless we have firm faith that Krishna is Supreme God, how can we give Krishna to others? In one of the GBC meetings, Satsrupadas Maharaj writes, Prabhupada invited us in sometime 72 or 3, and he said, are you convinced Krishna is God? He asked this question, are you convinced Krishna is God? And then he said, I am convinced Krishna is God, therefore I am preaching on his behalf. I want all my disciples first to be convinced that Krishna is God. I am giving you this faith, and then only you can convince somebody else that Krishna is God. So you read all my books, Prabhupada said, and you get convinced that Krishna is God. And all those GBC members in that meeting, they felt that theoretically we know Krishna is God, but practically still we don't have that realization that Krishna is God. And his question was, he wanted us to be introverted, he wanted us to go inside and convince ourselves that for whom we are working is Krishna God. To say something else. So this type of shraddha is given by a spiritual master. Faith. I need that faith. Bindu. Bindu is a gap of that faith. Please give me. Deva Krishna Nama Dhane. You give me the trail of Krishna's holy name. And then Vaishnava Thakur Krishna se tumar. Krishna is your property. I don't know Krishna. Krishna se tumar. Tumai dite. Only you can give Krishna. Therefore, I am running after you. Dhaye tare pache pache. Amito kangal, I don't have anything. You have Krishna. Because you know Krishna. Please give me Krishna. Please give me Krishna. I am running after you. That's what this whole prayer is. So here, we are here to glorify His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Then, very lovingly called by his own disciples, Srila Krishnapada Maharaj. Krishnapada means one who has taken the shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and one who brought many, many people at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the meaning of Krishnapada. One who brings many people to the lotus feet of Krishna and one who is at the lotus feet of Krishna. And when Prabhupada gave the name Ghanshyam to Maharaj at that time, so then his god brother used to say, Ghan means black. It's a cloud, black is called Ghan. So black beauty. Black beauty. Krishna is black, beautiful boy. And you are his das, servant. So they said, Krishna, Prabhupada has told you, black, beautiful boy's servant. So Maharaj used to smile and be happy by this name. But what is the purpose of cloud? To pour the rain. Cloud means to pour rain. So Maharaj, and what is the definition of cloud? Prabhupada described cloud like this. Cloud don't have its own water. It gets water from sea. And then he transformed that water and poured that water to make the fields green and rivers flow. So Vaishnavas, they get the mercy from Supreme Lord, from previous Acharyas, and then they pour this on the conditioned soul and make them blossom, make them happy. So Maharaj, as a black cloud, poured his rain onto the people who never had the opportunity to receive Krishna consciousness in urban development, into the deep villages and towns where the peoples were suffering. And particularly Maharaj said, Prabhupada came to my dream and said, open door. I did not realize. Next time he said, open door. I did not realize. Third time he said, open door. Then I understood he wants me to go and preach in African countries. Open door means go to the African countries from, and those people will relate with you and make them Krishna conscious. Then Maharaj made his headquarters in Western Africa and then went to the South, Western Africa, and he was very much successful in Western Africa, open in 6 countries, 20 centers, 2 farm communities, and he started some spiritual technology of self-sufficient community which attracted the audience all over the world, which were very great scholars to hear him. So somehow this Prabhupada, in his Prabhupada in dream, inspired Maharaj to go to those people, because Maharaj was born also in a Christian family, but is a poverty level Christian family in America, in a small village in Ohio, somewhere Cleveland, Ohio, but the parents were very religious, therefore they trained him to be charitable. Even he has 2 set of cloth, 1 set should be given to the more poor than us. Our mother told him like that. Maharaj had a speech defect, but his speech defect was to speak nonsense, but when he started speaking religiosity, his speech defect disappeared. Therefore, he was speaking on the television when he was a child for the Christianity. So his tongue was tied, something like he was not speaking otherwise as education, but he started speaking religion and his tongue was open. And then in college he was a student leader. But somehow he has an interest to see the mysticism. So Maharaj writes somehow, he said, this was the time when everybody was hippie. So I also went into that line for some time. I wanted to forget God, but somehow my parents gave me deep realization that I am belonging to God. I took that all path which every hippie was taking. But somehow one of my friends gave me Krishna album of Srila Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna. That has changed my life. And I saw people chanting Hare Krishna in a winter. First I thought they are absurd, useless. But I saw after 2 hours still they are chanting in the winter Hare Krishna. I said, they are sincere. Then I approached them, I reached to the temple in Brooklyn, and then I was sent to the Dallas Gurukul, and Satsuru Maharaj I accepted as my senior god brother and instructing guru, and with him I started my spiritual life. In 73 I was initiated, as Maharaj writes, by Srila Prabhupada on recommendation of Satsuru Maharaj. And then Maharaj took sannyas in 79 in New Vrindavan on Gaur Purnima. Then the founder of New Vrindavan, the one Prabhupada asked him to develop New Vrindavan, Kirtanananda Maharaj at that time. And then Maharaj wanted, after sannyas, he said, you go and preach in urban countries by food distribution in the people who are really poverty stricken. Downtrodden on those people. And Maharaj started restaurants, very successful in Detroit, but somehow then Prabhupada's inspiration is go to the Africa, and he started preaching in African countries, from where he became a very famous one who wrote many books, traveled all over the world. I heard personally Maharaj in Vrindavan speaking Bhagavatam class, and he said Vrindavan is a place where there is 100% devotion and also there is 100% deviation. The place where people are also very pious devotees, and there are people, they are like all 100% deviation is there. Then in that same year, I feel it is 96 or 7 exactly, I don't remember, Maharaj Vyas Puja was celebrated in Vrindavan, and there Maharaj had only one disciple. He was serving at that time in a Gurukul. At his home he has a Vyas Puja. Maharaj personally was there. Our temple president at that time, Maharaj's god brother, he asked me to go with him, so we went there. And at that Vyas Puja, we were celebrating Maharaj's Vyas Puja in Vrindavan with one disciple. And second time, I saw Maharaj dancing in Kirtan in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay. He was doing Kirtan. Hospital is a fifth floor. Some meeting hall which is used for parvachans and kirtans. I was admitted in that hospital for some eye problem, and on that particular day Maharaj was up, so I went and saw him dancing there and doing kirtan. I have not much encounter with Maharaj, but just I looked something about the glories of the Maharaj, how he pleased Prabhupada by distributing books and reaching out to the people in Africa and making them Krishna conscious. So we pray at the lotus feet of the Maharaj Bhakti Tirath Swami. And Bhakti Tirath was a name given in Ayat Sannyas, which means, Tirath means a bridges to the heavenly, bridges to the spiritual world. Bridge to the spiritual world. Tirath means actually place of pilgrimage. So he becomes a Tirath. Tirath means place of pilgrimage. About which pilgrim? Bhakti. So he was a bridge, he acted as a bridge to the spiritual world, made so many people known to the Krishna consciousness, brought them to the Krishna consciousness at the feet of Prabhupada. And he was very much sincere to the ISKCON movement all his days. And last days, even 10 years back, 10 years earlier he was told that he has benign melanoma in the foot. But when it was diagnosed as a malignant melanoma, he said, "I am ready to suffer for all the suffering people, and I am ready to suffer if all the other God brothers unite together and serve Prabhupada together." And in our last days, what he has written in his book, the beggar die before dying, all this, his deep realization, the departure from this world is also glorious, Maharaj, in the presence of his good friend, God brother, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in the opening of his book, the book of history of Radhanath Maharaj, which he has written recently, American Sadhu something, the word is like that. He said, "It is Bhakti Tirath Maharaj, at the death bed, he held my hand and he said, 'All your realization, put pen down on the paper. Let world know how somebody can be near to God by undergoing so much troubles, tribulation, and realization.'" So Radhanath Maharaj said, "I never wanted to write, but it was the desire of Bhakti Tirath Swami Maharaj. At his death bed, he wanted me." So somehow, what we are reading about Radhanath Maharaj's life, it is also the inspiration given by Bhakti Tirath Swami Maharaj. That's what Maharaj writes on the first page. So we are praying at the Maharaj's lotus feet that the way he pleased Prabhupada, and he cooperated with his God brothers as a GBC, which he became in 82, and then he became a spiritual master in 85. The 86 was the year when all the sannyasis, Prabhupada disciples, were asked to initiate on their own. Before that, Maharaj was sannyasi and GBC. He was GBC, but only initiating he started after 85. So, same way we can cooperate together to please Srila Prabhupada in his movement ISKCON. As a unitedly, we work together. We pray to Maharaj that the way he wanted to work for Prabhupada, with love and trust among his God brothers, we all grand disciple of Prabhupada and future generation, how we can work together. For that we pray at the lotus feet of Maharaj on his Vyasthat Puja day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all the devotees, disciple of Maharaj and the admirer of Maharaj, to give me opportunity to glorify Maharaj on this auspicious day of his Vyas Puja. Maharaj appeared on 25th February 1950 is Maharaj's birthday. His Holiness Bhakti Swami Maharaj ki Divine Sri Bhakti Vansan Shri Prabhupada ki Shidala Golokananda ki Gaura Bhakti Varanda ki Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please carry on. I take your leave. I have to read.